5352 again translates to 330 KELA. Welcome to Let's Talk About It. You're on the air.
Good morning, Peter.
Good morning.
Yeah, well, first I fact-checked our last conversation and put it up on kingchuck.com.
Mm-hmm.
Now, a woman called in claiming that if Trump...
What was that? I guess I'm confused about that last conversation. What do you mean?
Oh, that was the one where you claimed that, well, that guy called in threatening me and stuff. You claimed that you, while he was talking, that you... You did admonish him, and that was not...
And I did, yeah. And so I went back and listened to the tape, and I went to kingchuck.com, and you did not post the whole conversation. You stopped it just where he talked. And so I went back and actually listened to the whole tape, and I actually did admonish him afterwards. So I'm just saying, if you're going to post things like that, post the whole conversation and what I say afterwards, because if you snip it, you're not actually giving people the real conversation. Then it becomes fake news.
But my issue was you didn't, while you were had the opportunity to talk to him man-to-man, you just let him ramble on and on.
Well, what I would is if you're going to come online on the air right now and you're going to say that I said something without admonishing him, that's untrue, and you're not posting the whole story. Your site becomes fake news if you don't post the whole story. And that's what's important.
You have an opportunity to post your
story. Well, then just don't lie. Don't say I didn't admonish him because I did.
Everything is on there, the truth. Now,
yeah, it's not the truth. Because if you don't post, if you omit things, it's not the truth. It's fake news. If you omit things, it's not true.
Peter, you said several times that you did admonish him.
I did, and I did. So post the whole conversation next time. Don't post fake news.
Well,
now go on. What's your question?
A woman called.